今天我要与大家继续思想感情圣化的喜乐的这一个题目。
Today I want to carry on with the topic of the sanctification of emotions on the theme of joy.
我们上一次已经讲到了我们的喜乐跟快乐是不一样的。
Last week we already mentioned that happiness and joy are two different things.
世人所找到的是暂时的，能衰退的，那叫做快乐。
The world finds happiness that's temporal and that can disappear.
我们所领受的是神而来的，是永恒的，这叫做喜乐。
But what we have received from the Lord is eternal, that is joy.
快乐是从外面附上我们的生活的。
Happiness is something that comes to us, attached to us.
喜乐是里面源出于我们的生命的。
But joy has its source from our life.
快乐是受环境的这个影响起起落落不定的。
Happiness is affected by our circumstances.
喜乐是因为神不变的应许长久存在的。
But joy exists forever because of God's unchanging promises.
基督徒是喜乐的。
Christian is filled with joy.
当基督徒真正觉悟到他是基督徒的时候，
When a Christian fully realizes what it means to be a Christian,
基督徒没有忘记他在主里面领受的地位的时候，
When a Christian remembers the status that he has received from the Lord,
他不应该也不可能失去他的喜乐。
He will not and he should not lose his joy.
但基督徒有时没有喜乐。
But sometimes Christians are without joy.
那是我们的灵性进入一个不正常状态的时候。
That comes about when our spirituality is abnormal.
在我们的灵性在正常状况中间的时候。
But when our spirituality is in its normal status.
应该是喜乐的。
We ought to be joyous.
我们自然是喜乐的。
Naturally we'll be joyous.
我们已经提了三件重要的事情。
We already mentioned three points.
第一，我们喜乐，因为我们在基督里的地位。
Firstly, we are joyful because we have a status in Jesus Christ.
所有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has passed, everything has become new.
在基督里的地位，
the status in Christ,
使我们可以得胜这世界。
Enable us to have victory over the world.
什么人是得胜世界的人呢？
Who has victory over the world?
就是因为那些信耶稣基督的人。
It is him who has faith in Jesus Christ.
靠着信心得胜世界。
By faith we have victory over the world.
靠着信心得胜世界。得胜世界。
By faith we have victory over all in the world.
基督里的信仰是我们得胜世界。
And the faith in Jesus Christ help us to have victory.
这是全本圣经贯彻始终一致的信息。
This is the consistent message in the entire Bible.
保罗说你们要靠主常常喜乐。
And so the apostle Paul says rejoice in the Lord.
中文的翻译靠主原来意思在主里面常常喜乐。
In the correct translation, it is to rejoice within the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord. 我们已经 in the Lord.
We are already in the Lord.
但因为我们忘记，所以我们就失去喜乐。
But often because we have forgotten, so we lose the joy.
第二样，
Secondly,
我们因为尊主伟大而喜乐。
Because we honor the Lord, we have joy.
当玛利亚把尊主颂提出来的时候，
When Mary has her song of praise,
praise of magnificent.这个是一个神学的特别名词 ，magnificat 就是尊主颂。
This is the praise to the Lord。
它是非常创新的，超越了整个旧约里面颂赞的话语。
This was a praise that far surpasses those of the Old Testament。
我们今天颂赞主、唱诗的时候，都是用已经有的诗歌才能赞美主。
When we praise the Lord, we use hymns that have already been written.
玛利亚不是如此。
Not the case for Mary。
出口的时候就把颂赞创新的词句。
And once she started praising the Lord, she had a creative way to do that.
我心尊主伟大，我灵以我救主为乐。
And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
她因尊主伟大而有喜乐。
And because she honored the Lord, she had joy.
直到今天侍奉差不多47年，没有看过一个让主居所位的人没有喜乐的。
I have been serving the Lord for 47 years. I have not seen a single person who has no joy when he honors the Lord.
而圣经从反面讽刺我们的侍奉一件事情。
Sometimes the Bible look at all this from another angle.
如果有哪一个人用别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦必定加添。
The Bible says if you use other gods to take the place of Jehovah God, you will have bitterness.
这是势不两立的事情。
It is two things that are contradictory.
你的侍奉尊主伟大。
When in your ministry you honor the Lord as first,
你的生活让神为神。
If the Lord is God in your life,
你不可能没有喜乐。
It is not possible not to have joy.
当你把别的代替神在第一个位置上的时候，
But if you use other things to put in place of God,
你心中有别的神代替耶和华的时候，
If your heart some other things takes the place of God,
你的愁苦必加增。
You will have suffering and pain.
如果我的侍奉是为了钱，
If I serve because of money,
如果我的侍奉是为了口福，
If I have ministry because of food,
如果我的侍奉是为了名，
If I, my ministry is because of faith,
我可以得到我要的钱，得到我要的名，但我不可能在侍奉中得到喜乐。
I will be perhaps able to get the fame and the money I want, but I will not possibly enjoy.
神的话是信实可靠。
The word of the Lord is truthful.
你侍奉主的人真正遵循这个定律，你就会实际亲身体验神的话是真实的。
If you serve the Lord in a truthful manner, you will experience for yourself that His word is real.
侍奉主的人可以累，但是不需要愁苦。
Those who serve the Lord may be tired, but may not be bitter.
侍奉主的人可以病，但是不会失去喜乐。
Those who serve the Lord may be sick, but they may not lose their joy.
秘诀就是尊主伟大。
And the secret will be to honor Him as Lord.
一个人一面侍奉主，一面不甘愿，他灵性是不正常的。
When a person serves the Lord and is not willing at the same time, he does not have a normal spirituality.
一个人尊主伟大，一方面没有享受喜乐，他是不正常。
And it is not normal for a person to serve the Lord and not honor him as first.
因为神为我们所定的旨意就是这样。
Because this is the will that he has set for us.
所以我们要凡事靠着主而喜乐。
And so we need to have joy in everything because of the Lord.
常常感恩。
And always give thanks.
因为主在我们生命中间居首位的缘故。
Because He is first in our life.
第三样。
Thirdly.
基督徒的喜乐是因为遵行上帝的道而有喜乐。
The Christian have joy because he's obedient to the word of God.
主耶稣说，因为你们听了我对你们讲的话，要让你们的喜乐可以满足。
Jesus Christ said, because you have heard my word, it makes your joy complete.
一个渴慕主的道的人，有时候有一些的疑惑。
A person that's sick after the word of God sometimes may have some doubts.
所以他们昼夜思想，盼望明白，彻底明白上帝的真理。
And so he will think about it day and night, trying to understand the word of God.
有一天他听到解答的时候。
One day when he hears the correct answer.
有一天他的怀疑被释放的时候。
One day when his doubts disappear,
心中得到的喜乐是金钱不能替代。
The joy he will receive cannot be bought.
你们有这个经验吗？
Do you have such experiences?
听到的时候心中充满喜乐，因为真理已释放你，神的话使你快乐起来。
When you listen to a sermon, you have joy from your heart because the truth has set you free.
你们有这样的经验吗？
Do you have such experiences?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督说，你们要晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
与耶稣同时代的时候，有一个文学家，也是一个正一个哲学家。
A great writer and philosopher that lived during the time of Jesus.
这就是罗马帝国的 Seneca.
Was the person by the name of Seneca?
Seneca 是个 Stoic.
He was a Stoic.
Stoic 论的人要追求良善，这个才是快乐的根基。
The Stoic believed that joy comes from seeking after goodness.
那么 ，Seneca 跟保罗、跟耶稣都在同一个时代里面。
Seneca lived in the same era as Jesus and Paul.
保罗比他们两个人更年轻一些。
The Apostle Paul was younger than both.
所以有人就对照耶稣跟 Seneca 所讲过的话。
And some people made a comparison between the words of Jesus and Seneca.
有一句是很相像的。
One sentence was pretty similar.
Seneca 说 ，Truth never make you rich.But truth set you free.
Seneca said, "Truth will not make you rich."
真理不会使你富有起来。
Truth will not make you rich.
但真理可以使你自由起来。
But it will give you freedom.
富有不能比自由。
Wealth cannot be compared with freedom.
你有很多的钱，可能你更少自由。
Maybe with a lot of money, you have less freedom.
但你有很多的真理，你一定更多自由。
But if you have a lot of truth, you surely will be more free.
那耶稣也讲相同的这样的一句话。
And Jesus said something quite similar.
但耶稣基督的超越在什么地方呢？
But where does Jesus surpass Seneca?
Seneca 从来不敢讲我就是真理。
Seneca has never dared proclaim himself as the truth.
Seneca 更不敢讲我使你们得自由。
And certainly he will not say that I will give you freedom.
耶稣基督讲的这句话。
But Jesus Christ said,
耶稣说的真理使你们得以自由。
Jesus Christ says that the truth will set you free.
耶稣基督在约翰八章三十四节告诉我们。
And then he said in the Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 34.
告诉你，所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。
Let me tell you that all of you who sin is the slaves of sin.
到三十六节的时候。
When he reached verse 36.
耶稣说，上帝的儿子若叫你们自由。你们就真自由了。
So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
所以我们把神的道存在心中的时候。
And so when we have the Word of God in our heart,
我们就因为真理的自由而到了喜乐。
Because of the freedom of the truth, we have joy.
我们把主的道行出来的时候。
And when we live the Word of the Lord,
我们可以在自由中间行走，得着行为的喜乐。
We will have freedom in our action and we will receive this joy.
我把主的道传出去的时候。
And when we preach the word of the Lord.
我们可以人领受主的道得到释放，看见他们又得到喜乐。
Because we see other people being set free by the word, we get joy.
所以我们把主的话藏在我们的心里。
And so we hide the word of God in our heart.
我们把的话行在我们的路中。
And we live his word in our life.
把我们的话传在我们的社会里面。
And we preach his word in our society.
我们一定过一个喜乐的生活。
And surely we will lead a joyful life.
第三样的喜乐。
This is the third type of joy.
第四样圣灵所感动成为圣洁的感情的喜乐是什么呢？
What sort of joy is the fourth one?
也就是我们在困难中间有上帝特别的安慰而有的喜乐。
It is a joy that comes because God comforts us in our suffering.
这是圣经特别提到的事情。
This is something the Bible tells us.
基督徒在患难中间的时候。
When Christians are suffering.
因为信圣经而得到的安慰。
They have comfort because they believe in the Bible.
上帝的话是一个无限使人得到喜乐的力量。
The word of God has infinite ability to give us joy.
许多在基督教的仇敌的政权逼迫之下的基督徒。
Many Christians they are suffering under the enemies of the church.
他们有个很特别的经验。
They have a special experience.
在困难中间。
And that is in the midst of the difficulty.
痛苦中间的时候。
When they are in pain.
每当想起上帝的话，他们就得到无限的安慰。
Whenever they think about the word of God, they are comforted.
这是很特别的一件事情。
This is something very special.
你在监牢中间，你想毛泽东的话，你不会安慰。
When you are in jail, you think about Mao Zedong, you will not be comforted.
你在监牢里面，你想柏拉图的话，你也没有得到什么力量的。
And you won't receive strength from the words of Plato.
当然，一个人在困难、痛苦中间思念上帝的话的时候，就得到莫名其妙的能力。
But when you are in suffering and in pain and you think about the word of God, you have unexplainable joy.
In 信圣经而得到安慰。
And because you believe in the Bible, you will be comforted.
因为主的话而得到喜乐。
Because of the word of God, you will receive joy.
是圣灵所做的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth.
圣灵又是见喜乐果子的灵。
He is also the spirit that has joy as a fruit.
圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy.
像圣灵把上帝的道放在人心中的时候。
When the Holy Spirit places the word of God in our heart,
圣灵也顺带把这个道所产生的能力、喜乐也赐给人。
He also will give us the power of the word, joy in our hearts.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我们在患难中间的时候。
In the midst of our difficulties.
保罗在罗马书第五章告诉我们。
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 5.
在患难中要有清楚的一个认识。
We need to have a clear understanding.
我很敏感这个字。
I am sensitive to this word.
在患难中间有人失败，有人得胜。
In our difficulties, sometimes we fail, sometimes we succeed.
患难的光景中间，他们所认识的原理不同。
Sometimes it's because the principles we understand are different.
所以在患难中间，我要问了，你认识什么？
So when you are suffering and in difficulty, my question is, what do you know?
患难中间，你思想什么？
What are you thinking about?
在患难中间，思想报仇的人永远没有喜乐。
Those who think about vengeance in the middle of difficulties will not have joy.
在患难中间，思想加害于他的人永远没有喜乐。
Those who think about their enemies in their suffering will not have joy.
在患难的中间，思想要怎样逃脱的人也没有喜乐。
Those who think about escaping their suffering will not have joy.
在患难中间，思想患难对人生的价值。更思想神在他儿女身上旨意的人就有喜乐。
But those who think about the lessons from the suffering and the will of God upon themselves will have joy.
这是基督徒圣化的感情。
This is the holy sanctification of Christian emotion.
所以保罗说你们在患难中间要喜乐。
The Apostle Paul says we are to rejoice in our suffering.
患难生忍耐。
Remember that suffering will bring forbearance.
忍耐生老练。
And forbearance will bring patience.
老练生盼望。
And patience will bring forth hope.
盼望不至于羞愧。
And hope will not bring humiliation.
这里是世代的这个祖宗子孙的世代同堂。
And this is like four different generations together.
如果你有患难，你生的孩子，你取的名字叫做忍耐。
If you have difficulties, the difficulties will bring you forbearance.
比如说呢，你姓陈的。
For example, if your surname is
那么难，很多患难，你把自己名字叫做陈患难，你生的孩子叫陈忍耐。
It's like you give birth to a child with the name of patience.
有忍耐结了婚生的孩子叫做老练。
And then perseverance will bring character.
老练生的孙子叫做盼望。
And character will bring forth hope.
那你就明白了。
And then you understand.
为什么忍耐从患难来的？
Why did perseverance come from suffering?
没有受过患难的人，什么都急，什么都等不待。
Those who have never suffered before are always impatient.
但是经过多患难的人知道急也没有用，慢慢就需要忍耐。
But if you have gone through many difficulties, you will know it's no point being impatient.
忍耐的人怎么写啊？
How do you write the word
patience?
In the Chinese character, the character shows a knife upon a heart.
患难的患怎么写啊？
What about perseverance?
一串的东西插在心上，对不对？
Perseverance shows a group of things on the heart.
这个英文没有的，中国字很有意思。
This cannot be explained in English.
一把利刃插在你心中的时候。
The Chinese word shows a knife upon the heart.
你不能动。
You cannot move.
你动就刮伤了。
When you move, you'll be hurt.
只能忍。
You can only wait.
患难是如此。
This is the case of suffering and perseverance.
患难生忍耐。
Perseverance gives character.
忍过了以后呢？
After perseverance,
常常忍耐的人就变成老练的人了。
You will have a good character.
一个老练的人是一个很成熟的人。
A person with character is mature.
所以小孩子蚊子咬就大哭。
When a child is bitten by the mosquito, he will cry loudly.
你有没有看见老人家给蚊子咬啊就哭起来了？
Have you seen an old person cry because of mosquito bite?
不要说蚊子咬不哭，狮子咬他也不哭。
Sometimes the old people will not cry even when they are bitten by a lion.
因为他知道你哭大声，第二只狮子会跑来的。
Because they know that if you cry the louder, you cry, the other lions will come.
你更要静静的忍受。
So they will suffer quietly.
想什么办法应付。
And they will think about a way out.
等候耶和华。
And wait for the Lord.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
患难生忍耐。
And so suffering gives us perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
Perseverance character.
老练的人很成熟。
A person with character,
老练的人不慌不忙。
He will not panic.
老练的人不看这个彼此之间的恩仇的问题。
He does not take care of things relating
to vengeance. 老练的人看神怎样的困难中间帮助我。
A person with character will look upon the Lord.
将你的眼光已经转移了方向。
So your vision would have turned.
你处理事情的原则已经转移了方法。
And the principles you used to treat things would have changed.
常常依靠上帝。
You will always rely on the Lord.
常常仰望上帝。
And always look upon Him.
患难来到了你老练的一个地步，你等我的上帝要做什么事情。
And when difficulties come, if you have the correct character, you will wait for the Lord.
或者老练到一个地步，就变成有盼望了。
And at a certain stage, you will have hope.
不必怕。
You will not be afraid.
有困难不要怕。
When you have difficulties, do not be afraid.
我常常经过困难。
Because I have often suffered.
我常常忍受痛。
And because I have often
persevered. 我常常被训练，现在老练了。
And because I have been tried, so now I have character.
我的经验告诉我，患难神没有丢弃我。
My experience tells me that throughout my suffering, God will not forsake me.
老练的人知道，在患难中间，神会开路的。
And a person with character knows that God will open a way.
所以他的感情就稳重起来了。
And so his emotions is stable.
他的喜乐就不失去了。
His joy will not be lost.
然后呢，老练就生盼望了。
From character comes hope.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是等候到时间到，神一定没有放下我。
It means that we will wait for the Lord to deliver us.
这种感情只有受过经常有患难的人才可能达到的。
These emotions are only present in those who have suffered greatly.
所以年轻人不要因为一点点的损失，一点点的痛苦，大惊小怪。
And so young people, you ought not to be so amazed at a little bit of suffering.
你要看前辈树林的人受过多么的苦，他们怎样被磨练 成为一个老练有经验的人。
Look at your spiritual forefathers, how they have been trained to be people of character and hope.
让我们效法那些属灵的长辈，怎样过一个盼望的生活。
Let us imitate those who are more spiritual than us to live a life of hope.
保罗在这里保证一句话，盼望也不至于羞愧。
And the Apostle Paul says, and hope does not disappoint us.
为什么呢？
What does he mean?
基督徒的盼望跟非基督的盼望是不一样的。
The hope of a Christian is different from that of a non-Christian.
非基督的盼望是以自我为本为因的。
A non-believer has hope upon himself.
但是基督的盼望不是如此。
Not the case for the Christian.
我们的盼望是以上帝的应许为根基的。
Our hope is based on the promises of God.
我们不应当盼望在神没有应许的范围里面任何我们自己的野心雄心所盼望达到。
Therefore let us not hope for things that are outside of the will of God.
使我们熟悉学习神的话，明白他的应许，然后在他的应许上建立我们的盼望。
Let us know the word of God well that we may establish our hope upon his word.
希伯来文里面这个应许有两个字。
In the Hebrew's original text there are two words for promise.
一个是三方面讲的。
One is a singular level, one way.
一个 one person,
from one source.
一个方面罢了。第二个字是双方面利用的。
The second one is covenantal mutual.
所以呢 ,covenant 是两方面要同时赞成利用，这个叫做 covenant。
A covenant is something which both parties agree with.
Promise 一方面讲出一些给你有盼望的事，他没有跟你利用。
But promise could be from one source only.
神应许把耶稣基督赐下来。
When God promised to give us Jesus Christ.
上帝给我们许多他的恩典。
He has given us to us many grace.
单方面要赐给我们的。
This is something that he has done on himself.
当上帝跟人立约的时候。
When he has a covenant with us.
他要人有立约的时候应当遵行的任务。
He wants us to have our responsibilities.
所以就把命令一带一并赐下来了。
And he will give us his command at the same time.
这个叫做带命令的应许。
These are promises that have commands.
这个是神立约要人遵行的事情。
These are commands in his covenant.
这样呢，当上帝应许的时候，
when God gives us a promise in this way,
就变成我们盼望的根基。
It becomes the foundation of our hope.
当上帝立约的时候，
when God has covenant with us,
就变成我们遵行的命令。
It also becomes the command for us.
基督徒的盼望跟非基督徒是不一样的。
And so our hope is different from a non-believer.
基督徒的盼望是有根有基的。
Our hope is based on the foundation of God.
根据神的应许建立我们的盼望。
It is built upon His promises.
所以罗马书第四章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 4 tells us.
亚伯拉罕在毫无指望的时候。
When Abraham has no hope,
他没有盼望的时候，
when he has no future,
信仍然有指望，
because he believes, so he has hope.
亚伯拉罕可以成为信心之父，
we call him the father of faith.
有信心的人的父亲就是亚伯拉罕。
He is the one which all of us were faith look forward to.
这个题目深入研究，你发现无穷无尽的例子在亚伯拉罕的身上是很多解经家没有讲的。
When we study this in depth, we will see many examples that very few people notice about Abraham. Thanks be to God.
没有盼望的时候，
when he has no hope,
他因信仍有指望。
Because he has hope that we have future.
人的看来，他根本没有可能有盼望。
Humanly speaking, he has no hope.
但因为神是向他应许的。
But the Lord made a promise to him.
神是他相信的对象。
Because he believed in God.
他信了这位上帝，这个信就建立在神的应许上面。
And his faith was built upon this faith.
所以因为这个信就产生了盼望。
From this faith he has hope.
这样信心也成为盼望的一个基础。
And so faith is the foundation of hope.
而信心真正的内容是在神所启示的道里面。
And the true content of faith is in the revealed word of God.
神赐给我们的话里面有我们可以盼望的应许。
And in the word that he has given to us, there is promise.
所以信心会产生盼望。
And so faith gives us hope.
信心又会产生爱心。
Faith also gives us love.
你的圣经哪里有讲信心会产生爱心的？
Where is this in the Bible?
保罗对提摩太说。
The Apostle Paul says to Timothy.
你的信，你这个爱心呢，是先出于你的曾祖母，你的祖母罗伊的身上。
Your love actually came first from your grandmother Louise.
信就产生了爱了。
And from faith came love.
讲信望爱的关系是相连的。
And the relationship between faith, hope, and love is in one line.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我要用好多年的时间从圣经找到有机的关联。
I want to find organic relationship using many years.
讲整个生命的道有生命的原理。
That the entire word of life has the principle of life.
不是讲西方神学，是注重系统神学的研究而已。
This is different from Western theology that only takes care of systematic studies.
严格的说，系统化本身已经是现代主义这个名词。
Strictly speaking, the word systematic is a term from modernism.
但上帝的道不是系统的道而已，更是生命的道。
The word of God is just not only a systematic word, but the word of life.
生命的道本身，每一句话跟这句话一定有生命的关联，有有机的关系。
If indeed the word of life, every word must have an organic meaning to life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
而保罗说，我们的盼望不至于羞愧。
The Apostle Paul says we will not be disappointed.
为什么？因为圣灵将上帝的爱厚厚浇灌在我们心。
Because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
这句话的意思就是上帝保证基督徒与世人不一样，因为基督徒在苦难中间还有喜乐的可能。
This means that God has guaranteed that all Christians will still have joy in the midst of suffering.
这就是我们的感情深化的一个特权。
This is a special privilege for Christians.
主啊，我的感情不像世俗的。
Oh Lord, my emotions are not like other non-believers.
世俗人忧愁以至于死的。
Non-believers will die in their worries.
懊悔以至于死的。
They will die in their regrets.
我们这个懊悔，我们的忧愁，我们的痛苦，不会把我们带到死的地步里面去。
But this is not the case for Christians. All these things will not bring us to death.
因为圣灵把上帝的爱厚厚浇灌在我们心里面的时候。
Because God has poured His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
正是在我们遇到患难的时候。
Especially when we face difficulties and trials.
基督徒的患难中与非基督徒的患难中是不一样的。
A Christian is different from a non-Christian in the midst of trials and difficulties.
基督徒在患难中间没有圣灵的安慰。
A non-Christian does not have the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
非基督徒在患难中没有圣经的安慰。
He does not have the comfort of the Word of God.
非基督徒在患难中间没有圣灵的果子。
He does not have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
非基督徒在患难中间没有圣灵把上帝的爱的浇灌。
He does not have the love of God from the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵把上帝的爱厚厚浇灌在我们里面的时候。
When God gives us His love by the Holy Spirit into our hearts,
我们在患难中可以产生喜乐出来。
We can then have joy in the midst of our difficulties.
这件事在耶稣的身上是如此。
This was the case with Jesus Christ.
彼得的身上是如此。
This was the case also with Peter.
保罗的身上是如此。
And also the Apostle Paul.
特别是彼得跟保罗的书信里面都记载这样的事情。
We see all this in the writings of Peter and Paul.
所以今天这一场特别讲到在患难中间圣化的喜乐。
I want to talk especially about joy in the midst of difficulties.
我们先讲主耶稣基督。
Let us talk about Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在地上最困难的时刻，在没有上十字架以前是怎样的一个时刻呢？
What sort of moment did Jesus have before he was crucified?
当然，他进克西马尼园到第二天晚上死了，被放在坟墓里，那一天是他最痛苦的一天。
Of course, the very day from the time he entered into the garden till his crucifixion,
我们英文说 the day of agony.
We call it the day of agony.
The agony 最大的痛苦的一天。
It was a time of greatest pain.
但那一天是历史中间独一的一天。
But that was a unique day in history.
This is the day which God has made it.
这是上帝所造的日子。
We should rejoice in it.
我们应该在日子里面欢喜快乐。
耶稣基督那一天是上帝永恒中间是定的唯一的24小时。
That was the only unique 24 hours set by God.
所以每一次我们唱这首诗歌 This is the day, 我不敢欢喜快乐地唱。
Every time we sing this song, This is the day, I dare not sing it with joy.
甚至唱 We should rejoice in it 的时候，我不敢欢喜快乐地唱。
Even when we come to the phrase, we should rejoice in it.
我们只能用喜乐的忧伤来唱这首诗歌。
We can only sing it with a sense of weariness.
因为犹太人的日子是从太阳下山开始算，算到第二天下山的时候又结束了。
The Jews start their day with the setting of the sun until the next setting of the sun.
耶稣基督被定被卖的那一天那一夜。
On the evening when Jesus Christ was betrayed.
从逾越节守这个圣餐开始。
from the Passover, the Holy Communion,
直到他被放在坟墓里面的24小时。
Until he was buried 24 hours later,
也就是神为圣子所定的最痛苦的一天。
Was a special day of pain that God has set for His Son.
那么根据犹太人的传统
，By Jewish custom,
犹太人逾越节唱的诗歌是诗篇118篇。
They sing from Psalm 118 on Passover.
所以每一次他们逾越节的时候，就念诗篇118篇。
During the Passover, they will sing from Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇就记载了这个字 ，This is the day which God had made it.
And this is where the word, this is the day that the Lord has made.
所以没有人比耶稣更明白唱那一首诗的时候意义多深。
And so Jesus Christ understood the true meaning of the word.
因为历史上每个人唱那首诗歌，不是根据传统。
In history, we sing this song by church tradition.
但耶稣不是如此。
But not the case for Jesus Christ.
耶稣唱的时候，他知道这个日子今天要应验在我的身上。
He knew that the word foretold of his suffering.
所以呢，当耶稣进客西马尼的时候，门徒说他们过了西伦期就唱起诗歌来。
And the Bible tells us that when they entered into the Garden of Gethsemane, they sang this song.
这是唯一的时候，圣经记载耶稣跟门徒唱诗。
This was the only recording of their singing songs in the Bible.
耶稣只有这个时候记载他唱诗在圣经里。
This was the only time the Bible recorded that Jesus sang.
他唱什么诗？
What did he sing?
这是耶和华所定的日子。
This is the day that the Lord has made.
我们要在其中欢乐。
We are to rejoice and be glad in it.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
除了这一天以前，
Before this day,
耶稣侍奉三年半最困难的一天是哪一天？
Which other day would be the toughest day for him?
就是记载在马太福音第11章最后的一段。
It was in the last portion of Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章最后一段讲什么呢？
What was the recording about?
耶稣差遣70个门徒两个两个到各城各乡去传道。
Jesus sent 70 disciples two by two to villages.
耶稣把这些门徒分成35队的布道团去传道的时候，
When he sent 35 teams of them away,
他们去了。
After they left,
耶稣自己也去传道。
Jesus Christ himself went to preach.
那么为什么耶稣派别人两个两个去，他自己一个人去？
Why did he go alone when the rest went in pairs?
我相信没有一个门徒可以完全跟耶稣同等在一个地步上。
I believe that not a single disciple could be on par with Jesus Christ.
耶稣把他们差去了以后，
After he has sent them,
耶稣基督凭着父给他的权柄，靠着父赐给他的灵，三位一体的能力，他自己去传道。
And he himself went to preach based on the power that God the Father has given to him.
当他去传道的时候，
When he was preaching,
遇到了最大最可怕的事情。
He discovered the most difficult time.
就是没有人悔改。
There is not a single person.
没有一个人悔改。
Not a single person believe him.
但是当自己门徒回来的时候，
But when the disciples returned,
他们个个欢喜快乐，报告他们果效多大。
They were all very happy because they were successful.
主啊，为了你的名的缘故。
They say, "Oh Lord, because of your name."
病人被医好。
The sick were healed.
为了你的名的缘故。
Because of your name.
鬼被赶出去了。
We were able to cast the devils away.
为了你的名的缘故。
Because of your name.
有许多人都是复兴的。
Many people were revived.
主耶稣看见门徒报告都有果效，看到自己没有果效，这不多么难堪的事情。
Wouldn't it be a very embarrassing thing for him to face this situation?
如果今天我派你们去传道，你们回来说，哇，38个信主，一个85个信主，然后他说，唐牧师你自己呢，一个都没有人信主。
If I sent you all to go preach and you come back with great result and I don't have a single one,
那怎么办呢？
What would he do?
所以耶稣那个时候是在最黑暗的侍奉的果效中间。
So in his ministry, that must have been the most difficult time.
他甚至亲口讲这句话。
And he said himself,
亚伯农啊，伯赛大。你已经升到天上，将来必堕落阴间。
Capernaum and Bethesda, you have raised yourself into the heaven, you will fall into Hades.
因为在你们中间所行的神迹，如果行在所多玛、俄摩拉，他们会留存这到今天。
If the miracles that had been done upon you was done on Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have been preserved.
耶稣在最困难的时候，
So in his most difficult time,
听到门徒们传福音有很大的果效。
And he heard that the people have been very successful.
做有人性的仁慈。
As a son of man who has human emotion,
你可以想象他的感受如何？
You can imagine how he must have felt.
所以如果照今天灵恩派的解释，
Based on the explanation of the charismatics,
他们不敢把这个解释的原则放在这一段圣经里面。
They will not explain it in this manner.
他一定没有圣灵。
They say that
他一定没有高摩。
Or he's not anointed.
所以他没有能力。
So he has no power to complete.
或者他没有圣洁的生活。
He doesn't lead a holy life.
他不能结果子。
So he cannot bear fruit of the spirit.
灵恩派的人把物质的赐福当作神的恩典，把物质的受损当作神的咒诅。
The charismatic treat material gain as a blessing from God and loss as a curse from God.
这些人眼睛就因为物质当作他们的整个的钥匙，他们就对属灵的事情完全瞎。
And material gain become the key to their principle, and so they are blind to spiritual things.
照着这种解释法，
based on such understanding,
耶稣的能力就比门徒更少。
Then Jesus Christ would have less power than his disciples.
耶稣的侍奉就比门徒更没有果子。
And his ministry would have been less successful.
耶稣的失败是最大最大。
And his failure would have been the greatest.
那我们怎么可以接受这样的解释？
How can we accept this then?
但是你问，如果不这样解释，请问我们应当怎么样解释耶稣比门徒更没有果效呢？
Then how should we understand why Jesus did not succeed more?
我的答案是完全不一样的。
My answer is the other way.
耶稣基督把门徒派去的时候，
When Jesus sent the disciples,
把容易结果子的工厂交给他的学生。
What he did was to give the easy field to his disciples.
最难的工作留给自己做。
And he reserved the hardest task for himself.
这是伟大的领袖。
He was a great leader indeed.
你们每个人为利益冲向前，为灾祸退到后面去。
Most of us will go forward for profit and retreat because of loss.
这样的习惯是一个不是正人君子应当做的事情。
These are not habits which a true gentleman should have.
所以王明道的做人的处世格言，他讲了一句话。
The Reverend 王明道 said this.
他的见到困难的时候向前走。
He says, when you have difficulties ahead, you should move ahead.
见到福分的时候，让别人先优先。
But when you see blessings in front, you should let others move ahead.
这种基督徒的人格才是伟大的人格。
This then is a great character for a Christian.
我相信我们的主就是这样的一个人。
I do believe our Lord is such a person.
让门徒去做容易做的工作。
He allowed the disciples to go to easy fields.
要最困难的地方自己。
And he reserved the hardest place for
himself. 让门徒们有同伴去做。
He allowed the disciples to have a partner.
让自己孤孤单单承担最重最重的责任。
But he himself went to take on the hardest task.
结果呢，他没有使用特权。
In the end, he did not use special privileges.
他也没有办法用各样的样，没有故意用各样的样子来持守自己的面皮。
And he did not try to maintain his own face.
他说：“加布农。”不赛大，你升到天上，将来必降临阴间。
And he said, Capernaum and Bethsaida, you are right. You rise into heaven and you will fall.
因为你们不悔改。
Because you have not repented.
但是就在门徒报告他好的成绩以后，
But after the disciples came back,
耶稣讲一句话。
Jesus Christ said,
你们不要因为有鬼附你们而高兴。
Do not rejoice because the devils listen to you.
你们要因为你的名字记在天上的生命书里面，生命册里面而快乐。
But be joyful because your name is recorded in the book of life.
这一次再把门徒的观念和感情纠正过来。
Again, he corrected the misunderstanding of the disciples.
主怎么纠正他们？
How did the Lord do that?
因为他们的喜乐是建在自己的成败的果效上。
Because their joy was built upon their own success and failure.
他们的喜乐不是建在数天永恒的地位上。
They were not built upon eternity in heaven.
这种感情是没有圣化的。
These emotions are not holy.
这种没有圣化的感情是很危险的。
And these are dangerous emotions.
原来主耶稣讲一句话，也顺便告诉门徒，也提醒犹大。
And he also reminded Judas at the same time.
犹大在七十个人里面。
Judas was part of the 70.
犹大也派去传道。
And he was sent to preach.
犹大在布道队中间也跟着他们看，看见撒旦怎么顺服耶稣。
And he also witnessed how Satan was obedient to the name of Jesus.
说回来，这一队报告他们成功的时候，犹大签名有份的。
And Judah was part of the team that reported their success.
不是个人的成功，是整队的成功。
It was not part of his own individual
success. 所以犹大的这一队也行神迹，行成功了。
And Judah's team was successful as
well. 犹大的这一队也赶鬼，赶成功了。
He was able to exorcise the devils.
但是这一队所谓成功的侍奉中间，有一个灭亡之子，他的名字没有在生命册上。
But one among them, that is Judas, his name is not in the book of life.
耶稣一方面提醒门徒。
And so Jesus was reminding the disciples,
你们不当把你们的希勒停留建造在你们成败的果效上。
Do not rejoice based on your success and failures only.
你们的希勒要建立在神为你们预备永恒的地位上。
But your joy need to be built upon the eternity planned by God.
讲到这里，我想起一个叫做谢一光先生，一个老传道人。
I remember this old preacher by the name of 谢一光。
他退休以后都住在新加坡。
When he retired, he lived in Singapore.
他曾经在菲律宾圣经学院做院长好几年。
He was the dean in the Philippine Seminary for many years.
有一个青年的写信给他。
A young person wrote to him.
谢弟兄。
And says,
你讲得到深深感动。
Your preaching has moved me greatly.
你是我全世界最佩服最佩服的传道人。
You are a preacher that I admire most in the entire world.
我的灵性经过你的启发长进得很快。
My spirituality grew greatly because of you.
你生活成了我最好的榜样。
Your lifestyle has become my best example.
你侍奉感化我。
Your ministry has moved me.
我最佩服的就是你。
And so I admire you most.
当谢弟兄看到这封信以后
，When Brother Xie saw the letter,
他放在一边。
He put it aside.
后来这个青年呢，就到他的神学院做学生。
And this young person went to his seminary as a student.
所以他就教这个青年。
And he was teaching him.
过几年以后
，A few years later,
有一个人写一封信给你。
Someone wrote a letter to him.
我全世界最讨厌的传道人就是你。
You are the preacher I hate most in the entire world.
无论你讲话、你教书、你的声，我都讨厌的半死。
I hate everything about you.
我觉得最失望、最讨厌的就是你。
I'm most disappointed and most hate you the most.
他接受过那样的信，今天在接受这样的信。本来是很平常的。
He has received two types of letters.
但是最不平常的，这封信写的人就是从前那个人。
But the most unusual thing is the same person wrote both.
所以他一看到就是那个学生。
When he saw that it was the same student.
现在变得最讨厌的是他。
And who hated him most now?
那么他怎么样呢
？What did he do?
他两张都不受影响。
He was not affected by either.
好在第一次收他的信的时候，我平平静静不当作一回事。
He said, thankfully, that I did not react to the first letter.
否则收第一封、第二封信，我早就自杀了。
Or when I received the second letter, I would have killed myself.
今天我们的感情的变化。
The way our emotion changes today.
我们的动摇。
The way we move.
因为我们不明白怎样深化我们的感情，怎样稳定我们的喜乐，怎样建立在天上的地位，不是地上的生活上。
Come about because we do not know how to sanctify our emotion, how to stabilize it, how to base it upon heaven and not on earth.
所以人对我们的赞誉批判。
And so when people praise us or criticize us,
相当影响我们的灵性高潮低潮。
It will affect our spirituality.
人对我们的批判，对我们的贬低。
When they judge us and when they criticize us,
常常使我们马上透不过气，没有办法侍奉下。
Immediately we feel we cannot breathe and we cannot serve the Lord.
所以年轻侍奉主的人要常常因为见解要常常改过来的事情。
This is something that young people especially need to be warned of.
但是当耶稣遇到最困难的时候
，When we look at Jesus Christ,
圣经说什么呢
？The Bible says,
那时
，at that time,
耶稣就欢乐起来。
Jesus Christ became joyful.
望着天说
，and he looked upon heaven,
父啊
，and said, Father,
你的旨意原是如此。
You have hidden these things because of your good will.
我非常受感动。
I am deeply moved by this.
他就欢乐起来。
He was joyful.
记得圣经记载过耶稣三次哭。
The Bible recorded three times that Jesus wept.
只有记载一次耶稣欢乐。
And only once that he was joyful.
圣经记载耶稣叹息哀哭，疲乏困倦。
The Bible recorded that Jesus had sighed before he was tired, he was weary.
只有记载一次耶稣唱诗。
But only once he sang a hymn.
耶稣唱诗的时候
，When he sang the hymn，
就是要进克西马尼的时候。
It was when he entered the Garden of Gethsemane，
预备受苦的时候。
To prepare for suffering，
当记载耶稣欢乐的唯一的一次。
The only time he was recorded as being joyful，
侍奉不被接受，完全失败的时候。
when his ministry was completely not accepted.
圣经记载一次，耶稣说：“我成就了这一切。”
Only once did the Bible say it is done.
也就是他最痛苦被挂在十字架上。
And he was in the midst of his greatest pain on the cross.
所以你看，甘心的圣化，没有人超过耶稣基督。
So you see, no one has a more holy emotion than Christ.
他在人所看最失败的时候，他说成功了。
Humanly speaking, at the worst of his failure, he succeeded.
他在没有人接受他的时候，他应当欢乐起来。
He rejoiced when no one accepted him.
当他要面对可怕的死的时候，进克西玛尼前，他唱起诗来。
When he faced terrible death ahead of him, he sang a hymn.
人子是我们的榜样。
And the Son of Man should be our example.
他是人中最甘美的一个人。
He is the most beautiful among humanity.
他是万世真正的师表。
And he is the true example for all generations to come.
他是每个基督徒最完全的模范。
He is the best model for all Christians.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你的感情升华了吗？
Is your emotions holy?
你是不是过一个经常在主里面喜乐的？
Are you a person that's always joyful in the Lord?
当你在困难的时候，你会嬉笑吗？
Are you smiling in the midst of your difficulty?
当你被拒绝的时候，你会感谢吗？
Do you give thanks when you're rejected?
当你尽心竭力拼命做工没有果效的时候，你会欢乐吗？
Are you joyful when you try your best and there's still no success?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们的主的欢乐。
That the joy of our Lord
当时没有多大的影响。
Did not influence many people back then.
但是
，however，
这些潜移默化的教导
，all this indirect teaching，
实实在在在人心中留下了很好的教宗
，truly leave their footprints upon our hearts.
所以当教会初期的时候
，in the early church，
门徒受难的时候
，when the disciples were persecuted，
门徒受鞭打的时候
，when they were whipped，
他们被人弃绝的时候
，when they were rejected，
被公会的人把他赶出来的时候
，when they were abandoned by the synods，
圣经记载一句话
，the Bible says，
在使徒行传第五章里
，in Acts chapter five，
他们出来的时候
，when they left，
他们的心充满欢乐
，their heart was filled with joy，
为什么呢
？why？
因为他们认为他们配为这个名受羞辱。
Because they have been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
原来我被厌重。
Because I am honored.
原来上帝拣选我，给我有机会为主受苦。
That God has elected me to suffer for Him.
他以困难为荣耀。
And so suffering becomes their glory.
以逼迫为特权。
Persecution becomes their special privilege.
以遍体鳞伤为喜乐。
And their wounds become the source of joy.
这就成为基督教的精神。
This is the spirit of Christianity.
这就是你基督徒圣化感情的记号。
And this is the mark of the holy emotions of Christians.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们有非常顺利的日子。
We may have very smooth days in our life.
我们也有乌云满目的日子。
And also days of dark clouds.
我们有成功顺利的道路。
We may have pathway that are smooth and successful.
我们有时有弯曲崎岖的小径。
But sometimes the pathway seems to be winding and difficult.
我们许多时候，四周的人都赞同我们。
Sometimes lots of people support us.
许多时候，四面楚歌围绕着我们。
But many a times our enemies seem to surround us.
我们需要一个圣化的感情。
We need a holy emotion.
我们才懂得怎样喜乐。
So that we know how to be joyful.
怎样享受神。
How to enjoy God.
怎样体会主的榜样。
How to appreciate His example.
怎样随时的帮助，有神给我们的恩典和力量。
How to get the ready help, grace, and strength from God.
走在又大又可怕的旷野的道路里面。
To walk through this pathway to the wilderness.
愿主赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们今天就讲到这个地方。
We will stop here this evening.
下个礼拜我继续讲基督徒的喜乐第三讲。
The next week I will carry on with the third talk on the joy of a Christian.
用圣洁的喜乐来度过我们今生。
How do we pass our life using this holy joy?
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.